this weekend had a lot of things happen in it. So we've got a lot to cover in the next 2 hours here on the News and Views Radio Network. Tyler Axis again filling in, former state senator, current creator and writer of ndexplains.com. And you can go there and see the latest about North Dakota politics. As I said, though, this weekend, a lot to cover. Friday, President Trump issued an executive order, basically putting a ban on incoming refugees and immigrants and, quite frankly, people that practice the Muslim faith from coming to America from 7 different countries. And it caused protests. It caused an uproar throughout Saturday. Saturday night, you had a federal judge put a halt to parts of that executive order. And the whole thing just put everybody on edge a little bit. I think there was a lot of anxiety on what is actually going on. What does this executive order mean? Was it handled appropriately? We're going to cover all of that over the next hour or 2 hours. And you can join the conversation by texting us at 35270. You can call us at 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346 also gets you right here on the News and Views radio airwaves. But when I was watching this play out on national television and here in our local paper and on radio, I thought about in my time in the legislature and who I represented while I was out there. District 16 has a large population of new Americans, new refugees coming in to settle here in North Dakota. And I have had the chance of visiting with many people that were not born here in America. And I wanted to get a local personal take on what it's like to come to America and then to discuss what they viewed over the weekend and actually what is being proposed here in the state of North Dakota. And I was lucky enough to find an individual willing to come on News and Views with me. And his name is Adel Abdemnour. Adel, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in America? What brought you here? What's it been like?
First of all, my name is Adel Abdelnour. I've been here for 7 years. I came as a DVD lottery program. So 7 years ago when I came here, I attended NSU. Went to NSU. I did double major. Graduated last year from NSU with finance and management information system, and being active in the community.
Sure. Well, and NDSU, that's where I went to college, great college. So yeah. Go Buzz, and thank you for doing that. And you said you got a degree in business and finance, was it?
Yes.
Okay, and what are you doing now? Are you working?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
I did minor in computer science, too, so I'm like doing an IT job.
Okay, perfect. So you're also a part of the FM Refugee Advisory Council. That's how I got hooked up with you, because
yes.
I saw last week that they had put out a press release, because right now in North Dakota, they're discussing a bill about collecting data and potentially banning refugees from coming to the state of North Dakota. We can get into that topic, but I want to hear a little bit more about what this advisory council is. Who makes up the group, and how long have you been around?
This advisory council has been around for the last 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
And it's basically connecting the refugee with the whole community, FM community. So it's a bridge between the communities and the authority as well.
Okay. And so you've seen things you watched over the weekend as President Trump put in an executive order effectively banning people from 7 countries from coming here.
Yes.
What? Give us your take on that as somebody who was born overseas, now lives and calls Fargo, North Dakota your home. What has been your take on not only Trump's executive order, but the protests and stuff in response to it?
Tell you myself. Myself is one of, I'm from Sudan originally, and this Sudan is one of the country President Trump banned, and tell him about myself. I'm a United States citizen. I never committed any crime, and I'm seeing the support around the globe, around the United States. That's American dream stand for. I mean, American stand for.
Right.
That's really great, and that's what people like about American, about American people, and about the Trump ban those countries is unconstitutional, unfair mm-hmm. for these people. And I think most of these countries, I was talking to you about before the interview, since 1975 until 2015, none of these people from these countries committed any crime or any terrorist attack, which is it doesn't make sense to anybody. If you really go back to the what President Trump said, we need to make this country safe, and I don't see any reason for just banning those countries. I mean, doesn't make sense to anybody.
Yeah, well, and it's these seven countries for a reason. I'm not sure exactly why it's just these seven mm-hmm. and not places like Saudi Arabia didn't make the cut of the seven, and that's where, you know, people who committed 9/11, that's where they came from, with Saudi Arabia. So that just raises the question, why these countries, why not other ones? I have my own personal reasons of why it might be. I know that he's got business things over there, and I don't need to get you involved in all the political of it, because I wanted to have you in to put a local touch on what the impacts of President Trump's ban would do. So you were from one of the countries that is included in the list.
Yes.
Do you know people that were hoping to follow in your footsteps, come to America, live out the American dream, as you said?
Yes.
And are they now on hold, or?
I don't have any information about it, but most of the protesters around the like the airport and stuff, I heard a lot of news about like people get banned from entering the United States, and I'm not 100% this couple of people from Sudan exactly, but I know there's a lot of people get rejected from the airport mm-hmm. Who's having a green card holder.
Sure. It's, yeah, and we see it play out. I think there's a lot of confusion on what this means, green cards, you know, these, it's interesting. We're going to see how this is impacted. We've already seen kind of a reversal locally through the courts and through Trump and his administration now that maybe they dove into this a little too fast. So we're seeing that all play out. But I think what I'm seeing locally here is not everybody's on board with this. And I'm hoping that that's a signal to individuals like yourself that, you know, we do value what you bring to our country and the diversity that it creates. But, you know, this isn't just a national or federal thing. There are some bills here in North Dakota actually being discussed about collecting more information to understand the local government's capacity to handle refugees coming in. And I know that you had, through the FM Refugee Advisory Council, put out a press release on the group's thoughts on that. So could you explain to us what your take is on what's going on here in the North Dakota legislature? Are you planning to go out and testify?
Yes. Actually, we as the FM Refugee Advisory Council, we organizing an event on February 2nd in Fargo and also in Bismarck for February 3rd. The whole idea about the bill itself in North Dakota is, and we know since I came to this country, we know North Dakotan people are really nice people, are welcoming people, but this bill doesn't represent North Dakota residents at all. It's unfair, unconstitutional, and it have a lot of stuff. It's a negative stuff about refugee. A refugee are workers, business owners are making positive impact on the FM society.
Well, and that's one thing that I noticed in the press release, that the bill that I'm referring to the listeners out there is House Bill 1427, prime sponsored by Chris Olson. There's a number of other Fargo, West Fargo legislators on this, and they're trying to gather all the, what I would say, the negative, quote, impacts are. That's the only information it seems like they're trying to gather. They're not gathering all the taxes that they collect from this population, and sales tax, income tax, property owners. I mean, these individuals are now owning homes in the FM area. They don't seem to care about that information and the benefits of this. It's almost like they have a narrative and a worldview, and they want to collect solely information that upholds their worldview. And I've seen this play out on the Fargo City Commission. But a note that you mentioned, okay, it's just not fair that you're only trying to collect this sort of information from one population group, which is refugees.
Yes.
And, you know, the bill goes on after collecting the information, which I'm not necessarily opposed to, you know, understanding impacts of individuals on our community. I just don't agree with the singling out of this population. But then it also allows for local governments to decide if they simply just want to ban groups from coming. And then it even goes a step further to allow the governor to issue an executive order here in the state to ban refugees from coming. What's your thoughts on that?
As I said, it's the whole idea also is let's go back to the bus. There is an old saying that who doesn't have a bus never have a future. And as a United States citizen, all of us are immigrant. So does not mean you're an immigrant, you have a positive, negative impact on the society in Fargo-Moorhead area. A lot of refugees are doing a great job in the society, and a lot of them have a business owner. And plus, given the power of like the state banning refugees to come to the North Dakota, it's not a good thing. It's not a good sign at all for North Dakota. North Dakota is growing because of refugees. That's most of the fact. A lot of business owners saying that our business growing because of refugees.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said you had an event coming up February 2nd. Give the audience, listeners, with the details of that one more time before we go here.
Yes, we have organizing our event on February 2nd from it's going to be here in Fargo and also February 3rd in Bismarck.
Perfect. Well, I hope that you get a good crowd. I know that the level of support here locally for these individuals is strong. And I hope as you see playing out from people reacting to the executive order on Friday, that there is a lot of support, that you individuals are welcome here, that we value you coming here. So I just want to thank you again for coming here, putting a local face on this very important issue.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. Adel Abnuar, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong again, was my guest. He is with the FM Refugee Advisory Council, and I want to get your take on it. This past weekend, we saw quite a bit. We saw, you know, the executive order come down. We saw the reactions. We saw Senator Heidi Heitkamp's reaction. We saw Congressman Kramer's rebuttal to that. We haven't heard anything from John Hoeven, U.S. Senator John Hoeven. And we haven't heard anything from Governor Doug Burgum. So I want to get your thoughts on their reactions. I want to get your thoughts on everything that's happened over the last 24 hours. And your response to Adel here. Back here on KFGO and the News and Views Radio Network across the state of North Dakota, Tyler Axe is filling in for the vacationing Joel Heitkamp. Callie Muslin is our producer, and we do have, Callie has a question for our guest.
Yeah, for Adel Abdenor, who is local here with the FM Refugee Advisory Council, from Sudan originally, a Sudanese American, and I just couldn't let you go. Adel, I was curious as to if you still have family members or, you know, close friend that live in Sudan, you know, what are their thoughts? Is there a concern that when am I ever going to see my family again, either on their side or for the part of you?
Yes, I have a family, and I have I have my brothers. He go to school in Sudan met school in Sudan, and he's here for vacation to see us, see the family. And he's supposed to go back to the school. The school is going to start February 10 or something like that. And now he's kind of confused. Should he go and should he stay? He's kind of confused if he's will be able to come back to the United States. Should he drop the school? It's really no answer at all. And he's really confused. And I mean, I can't explain more than that.
Right. No. And I feel like that's probably the part. I mean, when I think about refugees, first of all, you're leaving your country, fleeing war-torn areas and things that are really scary. And a lot of, people or people like you have left their family behind. And so I think that's, you know, a concern. We're very family oriented here in North Dakota. I know I am, and that's how we were raised. So that's just another part of the story that I think is often left untold.
Sure. Well, and I think you're right. You know, the whole purpose of Avenue on Adel was to put a local personal face to this, that this does impact people here in North Dakota. So again, I just want to thank Callie for actually getting that question in, because I do think the personal aspect of that and your story helps people kind of put themselves in your shoes, in your family's shoes, as to what this this potentially means. So thank you, Adele, again, for coming in.